It's now 5:23. Well, farming leaders who represent 80% of the industry have today pledged to make all New Zealand rivers swimmable. The group includes leaders from the likes of Fonterra, Federated Farmers, Dairy New Zealand, with hopes the pledge will create a more streamlined approach to tackling water quality. Sheep and beef farmer Mike Peterson is one of the members. And Mike, evening to you.
Yes, good evening,
Now, this
Eric.
Is an admirable pledge, but no plan or time frame to make it happen. So how's this going to work?
Well, Larry, I don't think we should underestimate just how important this is, the fact that all of the leaders have come together from the pastoral sector to make this commitment. We just looked at it simply and said, this is important for our children and our grandchildren, and we've got to do more. So it's very significant.
What progress is being made already?
Well, there is progress already. We've certainly seen a lot of work that's been undertaken by farmers to date, and certainly that is helping have an effect on the impact of farming on the environment and water quality in particular. But look, we put our hands up today and we said we need to do more. We understand there's more work to do and we're committed to do just that.
Right, and a huge election issue, of course. This is good PR for that, do you believe?
Well, it's not about the election, frankly, Larry. We've actually been meeting for quite some time, in fact, since the beginning of this year, talking about how we can work together to improve water quality. So this is less about the politicians and more about our children and grandchildren.
Mike, while I've got you here, because you were also the governmental agricultural trade envoy, and we have Labor Jacinda Ardern coming out today saying that they'll go back to the TPP negotiating table. They want to renegotiate. The Prime Minister, meanwhile, says that would or could spell the end of it. What do you see in that?
Well, I think that's going to be problematic. TPP has been agreed, and the challenge is that once you open TPP up, then unfortunately you open up the opportunity for the other remaining countries, and there's 11 in total now, including New Zealand, to actually try and renegotiate aspects that they did not necessarily agree with. So it's problematic, and I'd be interested to talk to Labor to understand how they're
going
to do that.
And I note that also without the TPP, Japan are going to put a 50%, I think, tariff on beef, so that would hit us, wouldn't it?
Well, it's already hit us, Larry. There's a 50% safeguard tariff applied on beef now.
Really?
Frozen beef, not just from New Zealand, but from America. And unfortunately, Japan and Australia have a trade agreement that gives them a preferential advantage of about nearly 25% at the moment. So it's hurting us already, the failure to lock up TPP.
Thank you, Mike. That is Mike Peterson, sheep and beef farmer and governmental agricultural trade envoy. Larry Williams Drive. Now, if you know,